107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Always a pleasure to chat with Fire Prevention Officer James Marshall from the Perth East and West Perth Fire Department, and we've got lots to chat about this morning. James, good to see you, my friend.
Great to see you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for dropping by. So it's a big week next week. It's a Fire Prevention Week all next week with an interesting theme this year.
Absolutely. We are looking at the sounds of fire safety this year. One of the things that we've noted is as we're walking through apartment buildings or chatting with folks, there always seems to be a beep or a chirp somewhere in the background. Now, the chirp is something that can drive some people a little bit crazy. it happens every 30 seconds, and that's your smoke alarm or your carbon monoxide alarm. That's its way of telling you that its battery starting to die.
Okay.
And that can happen with a battery alarm. That can happen with a combination alarm where it's battery and plug-in. And that's just telling you change your battery, check the date, and then plug it back in. And if it keeps acting up, then it might be time for you to change out that unit.
Okay, fair enough. And I understand that this has been, shall we say, an issue with regards to online learning, that when teachers are with their students or what have you, that they're hearing sometimes, you know, heaven forbid, some chirping that's going on in the background that doesn't get attended to.
Yeah, that's something that was brought to the attention of fire departments. And it's something that we find, like I said, as we're going through apartment buildings or talking with folks. And it's nice that the message has gotten out to the teachers and that that's something that they were able to pick up on and get those students some help.
Yeah.
I also notice it when I'm watching YouTube videos or anything on social media and you hear the chirp in the background. So that lets them know that there's a problem.
Well, exactly. Or I'm thinking, you know, for how many Zoom meetings that happen these days for offices, you know, if you're hearing that chirping going on, you got to change the battery.
Yeah. And if the person you're chatting with seems to miss it, maybe send them a text or drop them an email after the fact that chirping sound is their smoke alarm dying on them.
Yeah. Because we get so focused on things that we just don't sometimes hear that going on in the background.
There's enough stuff going on in our lives right now that sometimes you're pushing that to the back burner. And unfortunately, if you have a fire, that needs to be absolutely functioning 100%.
Talking about the chirps, let's talk about the beeps. That's the other sound of fire safety.
Yeah, so the beeps are a little more important. That's telling you that there is a problem and you need to get out. With smoke alarms, when they start beeping, you need to get out with your family and meet at your family meeting spot. If it's the carbon monoxide alarm, take a look and see what you're reading or see if you're having multiple alarms that are going off. It might be a case of needing to change the battery on that. Look at the date. But if anybody's feeling sick or nauseous or showing any of the signs of carbon monoxide poisoning, get out immediately and call 911. And if you ever have any questions or any doubt one way or the other, call us and we'll come and help you out.
Exactly. It's all about learning the sounds of fire safety for Fire Prevention Week for next week with the Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. And you kind of touched on it in terms of if you're looking for smoke alarms, if you have an expired smoke alarm or a carbon monoxide detector. I know you can't recommend certain brands, but what are some things that people really should look for when they're buying a smoke alarm or a detector?
There's a few things. Right now, certainly, check out the sales, because going into Fire Prevention Week, everybody has these new units on sale. We like to push the carbon monoxide and smoke alarm combination so that you are protected. If you have a working fireplace or any gas appliance, any fuel burning appliance or an attached garage, you want to make sure that you have the carbon monoxide alarm. One of the products that we have found a lot of success with are the units that have the 10-year battery. So then you're not having to worry about it every 10 years, or sorry, you're not having to worry about it every year or every 6 months where you're changing the battery out. Instead, you get the 10 years out of it. Nowadays, there are alarms that have the strobes in them, which also help wake people up because we're so used to video games and being on our screens that some people don't quite get the same response from a normal alarm, but they do out of the strobing.
Yeah, there you go. Some great things to think about for Fire Prevention Week. And now we've talked about beeps, we've talked about chirps, and let's talk about, well, that other sound, which is sirens.
Yeah, sirens. Sirens and the red lights or the blue lights, even the green lights when firefighters are responding to paid on-call departments. When you hear the sounds of the sirens or when you see the lights coming at you, We do ask that you move out of the way when it's safely to do so. We don't need people firing off onto lawns or anything like that, but do your best to get out of the way safely so that we can get past, because we could be going to your house, we could be going to a loved one's or a neighbor's house, and we want to get there to help them as quickly as we can and to reduce any of the risk or damage as quickly as we can do so.
Exactly. Perth East and West Perth Fire Department, it's all about Fire Prevention Week, which is October 3rd through the 9th, and learn the sounds of fire safety. Of course, we'll direct you to their Facebook page, which is absolutely great, Perth East, West Perth Fire Department. And we should mention, for the past summer, there's been some nice community outreach, and I understand the Fire Safety House has been a big hit with the kids again.
Yeah, we managed to get the Fire Safety House just at the start of COVID. Beginning, and we were able to get it out for one evening, and we kind of did the introduction where all of the donors came out and we put it up. So we're looking forward to getting it out for lots of kids to come through. Certainly, it's something that's mobile. It can go into schools. It can go into different shows, which we love. Mm-hmm. And the feedback that we've had so far on it, everybody's loved it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's incredible. It's a pretty cool tool that we have to help spread our message and to get some involvement and interaction with the community.
Yeah, exactly. And a shout out for Jess, who does a great job with the kids there.
She's not bad.
She is terrific. Absolutely. Jess, the public educator. So again, it is a Fire Prevention Week. I guess the Facebook page is the best site for more information. Of course, there's lots of resources that are available for info.
Yeah, the Facebook page, we love getting interaction with that, and folks are reaching out with questions or if they see us out in the community, we're getting lots of feedback. We're also on the Twitter machine. If anybody wants to reach out to us there, we, again, love meeting new people and helping spread our message.
You bet. James Marshall, Fire Prevention Officer with the Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. Fire Prevention Week, October 3rd through the 9th. Learn the sounds of fire safety. Thanks so much for all of the information, James.
Thanks so much for having us.